Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. We'd like to share a special announcement with you. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Well, here's Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
I do not believe that this earth is millions and millions and millions of years old. If you believe that, you've been wrong before, okay? Most people call it a young earth. This earth is approximately 6,000 years old. How do you get that, preacher? I get it from the Bible, because Adam was the first man. And you get it from the generations of Adam, beget, beget, and you trace it back all the way to Adam. It's approximately 6,000 years from now. And then there was nobody before Adam. There was no troglodytes, Neanderthals. Now, there's some people today that act like Neanderthals. You know, there wasn't these cavemen that carried their clubs around, you know, and bones in their nose, or ever how you picture cavemen dragging their wives by the hair, you know, that kind of thing. And now we have men that do that, and they're out of bunch of nuts, you know. But anyway, there was nobody before Adam. So from the time of Adam to where we are now is about approximately 6,000 years. And in between, the most important things that happened, you see on your chart, is salvation. Thank God for Calvary. Creation, alienation, a new nation, incarnation, then salvation. Praise God for that. Without that, we'd have no hope. On your chart here, but it's up there, I've been adding things. We see the ascension after the Lord was crucified. There's crucifixion, the resurrection, the glorification, all of that's in Matthew 27. There's so much here. Again, we could spend weeks. This would be a good thing in a Bible college. You could spend a whole, not just years on this, see the glorification in the first fruits in Matthew chapter number 27, when Jesus rose from the dead. Before he rose from the dead, it talks, turn with me right real quick. I want you to see this. Matthew 27, this is very, very important. I should have marked it. You got to forgive me. My pages in my Bible are so brittle, if I turn them too quick, they'll rip. Okay, Matthew 27, beginning of verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. This is when Jesus died. We know the passage here. When he died, verse number 52. And the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection. I actually circled that word after in my Bible. It's very important to know. Jesus was the first to ever receive that glorified body. He's the first of a new order, a new kind, a glorified body. Before, there's people who had been resurrected. Remember Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth! All these people in the Old Testament who was resurrected, and Peter's mother, and all these who were resurrected, they did not have a glorified body. Jesus, of necessity, must be the first to have a glorified body. We went through this before, okay? There were some others that received a glorified body. And that's here. These were these saints that were in Jerusalem. They had funerals for them sometime in the past. And when Jesus rose from the dead, these saints, whoever, how many there were, rose from the dead after his resurrection. They didn't come before his resurrection. They were after his resurrection. Are you following? And they went through Jerusalem testifying that, yes, everything Jesus said was true. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, later it'll all be established. So there's a lot more to it here. But they were the first fruits. Remember when we went through the thing about the first fruits and the main harvest and the gleanings on the resurrections? They were the first fruits. They were the first to receive a glorified body. What happened to them, preacher? Well, when Jesus ascended some 40 days later, I believe he probably took these people. The Bible does not say. It's my opinion. You know what opinions are like? They're like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. It's my opinion that when Jesus ascended to heaven, that these people also ascended to heaven with him. They were the first fruits. We're looking for the main harvest. We had a funeral yesterday. Matter of fact, Glenn's son's here this morning, Brother Jason. He's a pastor up in Massachusetts. I didn't know there were saved people in Massachusetts. Amen. So he's here with us today. He's preaching up. That's why you're there too, ain't it? All right. Whole nother mission field up in Massachusetts. Anyway, we had the funeral for Glenn. Glenn is in heaven today, but one day he's going to receive a resurrected body. Amen and amen. And it's going to be a glorified body. He's going to be part of that main harvest. And we talked about that here in the book of Revelation. I believe the main harvest, and it's my opinion, I think I'm right on this. The main harvest will include all the New Testament saints, okay? And then those who died up to the time of the translation. And then you have what's called the gleanings. Those are believers who I believe they're the Old Testament saints. We looked at scriptures why I put the Old Testament saints, not in the main harvest, but in the gleanings. So the Old Testament saints and the ones who died during the tribulation period. Remember, they didn't accept the mark of the beast. They were martyred. They were killed or whatever happened to them. Believers who died during the tribulation period, they will receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. So you have the first fruits, the main harvest, and then you have the gleanings. So when Jesus rose again, that resurrection, those first few, whatever how many they were the main harvest or the first fruits. So we move on. We see the ascension some 40 days later. And the next thing we're waiting on, God's time clock, so to speak, use of a lack of a better term, is a translation. A lot of people call it the rapture. Nothing wrong with the name rapture. I just like the word translation. That fits a little bit better to me, my thought, my vocabulary. But anyway, it's the catching away of the saints. I believe it could happen at any moment. I'm awaiting the shout. Matter of fact, I used to go to Bible school. Believe it or not, I did go to Bible school. And one of my great teachers was Dr. Rick Adams. And when he would sign, he's dead in heaven today, but when he would sign a letter, because he was a pastor, before he'd write the letter, whatever the church letter would be. And when he'd sign his name, it would say, awaiting the shout, R.H. Adams or whatever it is. That's the translation. Then I want you to notice the next thing after the translation. I want you to notice on your chart that there's the period of time between the translation and the tribulation. A lot of people have a problem with this. I don't have a problem with this. We went through this in the study book of Revelation. That's what I named it, Intimidation of Gog and Magog. There's going to be two battles of Gog and Magog. This battle is what takes place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe that's going to take place shortly after the tribulation period, where the armies of the north come down. Now, I mentioned Turkey. Who mentioned Turkey? Oh, you did. Where Jessica and them are in Turkey right now. Where Turkey, Russia, and some of the other northern nations will come down upon Israel. And the Bible tells us that God will supernaturally, anything God does is a supernatural because we can't do it. But you understand the point. That he's going to turn that army back, destroy 5/6 of the army. 1/6 of the army goes back home like a puppy with their tail tucked between their legs. They've been whooped. And God did that. Okay? That's the battle of Gog and Magog, the first one. And we see at the end, another battle was called Gog and Magog. That's the one all the armies are destroyed. We get to that one later. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Or this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. But anyway, and if you're in our study book of Revelation, we looked at this months and months ago. I'm trying to put it all together in 2 weeks, and I got 5 more minutes, and I'm halfway through, so I'm about right. After the battle of Gog and Magog, sometime after that, remember that the tribulation does not start with the translation. In other words, when God takes us out of here, the tribulation does not instantly begin. The tribulation begins, we find in the book of Daniel, when the Antichrist signs that covenant and agreement that the Antichrist will sign some kind of a peace accord agreement and allow them, the Israelites, to build their temple. I wish I could talk a long time. I got to get through this. Remember we talked about this? They will build a temple on the Temple Mount.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to hear the inspirations at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.